is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go! Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Wade and PK are both here from Unwritten Law, which one of the ways we lean up on the microphones here, guys. So
Not too close, though.
A very small and stoned audience can hear what you have to say and then not remember it tomorrow. One of the ways, Loveline, when you do it, when you do the same gig for as long as Drew has, what's it been?
70 years.
How many?
43.
43 years. Yeah. Here on Loveline. You have to look for ways to entertain yourself, much like when you're in lockdown. You know what I mean? You start counting cracks and bricks and counting the number of steps it takes you to get to the end of the cell.
I hear you.
One of the ways we do that here is we try to remember when a band was in here last. And we all decided Unwritten Law was just 4 or 5 months ago.
I swear.
Felt new.
No, it was longer than that. Come on, fellas.
It's been a year?
It's been probably a year.
Seems like light years to me. I don't know.
All right. We accept.
Is there a band? Is there another band called like Unwritten Lawn or something that may work?
Unmowed Lawn.
Unwritten Logger.
Unwritten Lawn wouldn't be a bad garage band. Anyway, Unwritten Law is got a new CD that is coming out on the 29th, which is in a week?
Correct.
Right at a week.
Absolutely.
And it's called Elva. And what the hell does that mean, Elva?
Eternal love, vertically ascending.
Exactly.
Oh, it's one of them acronyms.
Ooh.
Nice.
Put that in your toast.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Palladium with Sum 41, who I know was in here not too long ago.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Drew. And that is tomorrow at the Palladium. There's no tickets available for that.
It's sold out.
That's what we would think, yeah. But it's cool to mention that it was sold out anyway. Oh. And they'll be doing an in-store in San Diego on the 25th at Tower Records, which is Saturday? Or was that Saturday? That was the day.
I don't know.
Okay.
24th?
The 25th, Drew.
25th, Friday.
Friday. You're like a calculator. You got like an abacus up your ass, Drew. It's amazing. And he's reading a dictionary while he's spitting out this information. And all kinds of tour dates. You guys going to Europe, or did you just get back, or what's going on with that?
We just got back from Australia.
How was that?
It was all right.
It was great.
That was good. It was really good.
But, you know, a lot of the bands we talk to aren't too... They're not traveling like old couples, like an old gay couple who wants to travel. They're traveling like because they have to travel, and they complain a lot about the food and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that you guys?
That's us.
No. Not at all. We love to travel. Wherever our fans are, we will be there for them because they're there for us. So.
How much different are the Australian fans than the European fans?
Well, from the beginning, since we started going to Australia, it's like a... It became like a real like cult following because they don't get too many American bands there or any outside bands, so they really pay attention. They're really involved with the bands that come there.
Right.
So every time we go there, they're like there to see us off after the show, and they're just really into it. It's like a real it's a rad love thing.
Yeah, I guess they appreciate you going all the way out there,
and it's right back at them. So it's a good feeling inside, big time.
You know, being in a band, it's like being in the military, except for you get to do drugs and bang hookers. No, I guess you get to do that in the military. But what I mean is, you're getting laid. You got all that travel.
Right.
I mean, listen, you guys are like 14, 15 years old, right? How old is it? What's the average age of the band? 28. Okay. I'm 37. I've never been anywhere because I'm not in the military and I'm not in a band.
What happens to guys after they've been in a successful band? Where do they go? They just roll over and die?
Yeah.
Either that or they keep continuing to make sense.
No, you know what I mean? I mean, where do you go from there?
Oh, no, you're tired.
Oh,
you
want
to stay home.
Oh, I see.
You want peace and quiet.
You get become a normal human being, I believe.
You want some land in Montana, and you start raising emus.
Yeah, you come back from Mars to Earth.
Go hunting and bass fishing.
Fishing and bass hunting.
Telling everybody, it's like beef, but half the fat. Everyone goes, yeah, all right, give me the steak anyway.
Don't
want that emu.
Great.
And they can use the eyes. All right, so we're going to hear something from Unwritten Law's newest CD. We'll probably hear a couple of things before the night is through. And I'll also give you some tour dates, some places where you can find the band. And is that going to be with Sum 41, a lot of these dates? Or
some of them are. Then we're gonna start doing our own headline tour because we believe it's time for that. Our fans want to see us when in full production and full mode instead of
full torque, buddy.
well, that's a good question. I mean, the difference between headlining and opening is not only time but production too, right?
Very much. Yeah, that's what we're learning at this time. You know, we've been opening and touring with other bands for like 8 years now, and we're really into our art now, and our art has a lot to do with the promotion of the show, a lot to do with the lights, it has to do with a lot of the backdrop and the emotion in each song. And when you're an opening band, you really don't get that because it's the headlining band that always wants to blow away
right
the whole show.
Well, do they have rules? I mean, other than you can't
There's
take up a bunch of time.
Rules yeah. going on.
But headlining band's on. Torque up the PA. Put the lights on.
Right.
You know.
Give us a couple more DBs. Come on.
But it is kind of fun being the opening band and then blowing away the headliner band that has all that production.
Well, you always hear those stories throughout the 70s, like Grand Funk Railroad blowing away Led Zeppelin in 1972.
Right,
or
Jethro
like
Tull
that.
Doing that, too. My uncle has some stories about that. My drunkle.
But the thing is I guess if I was a band, I wouldn't want the opening guys coming in and blowing the place up before I got on stage.
Yeah, but in the name of music, it's good to have a good rock show. The kids need it, man.
All right. So let's take some calls. Start off with Catherine, who's 30. Catherine?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
So basically, my question is about genital warts. I was diagnosed with it about 7 years ago.
You're how old now?
Excuse me?
How old are you now?
30.
30, all right.
I've seen about 5 different doctors, all with different specialties.
All right.
I've had every treatment under the sun, from acid treatments to the leaps to the Aldara twice. And the problem is that it still kind of hurts in the same place. I've been told recently by my doctor there's nothing there, although the last time she said that, I tried the Aldara just to make sure, and the symptoms showed up again, so I did another course of it.
Well, this kind of warts don't hurt. Warts have no feeling.
Wade, you'd make a great doctor, by the way. Wade's laughing his ass off over here.
Well, as long as you're not trying to pop them or nothing.
Warts don't pop.
By the way,
warts.
Let me tell you my experience, I'm no expert, but in my experience, at the vaginal opening, it's incredibly painful. So all these doctors have diagnosed me with warts. Two doctors diagnosed me with vaginitis, which is why they explain how they explain the pain.
Vaginitis or vaginismus?
Thought it was vaginitis, but
But warts do not hurt. They just don't.
Hey, Drew, when you see someone like Catherine coming in for the third time in the same week, you're like, oh Christ, bitch.
Well, there's two ways.
I mean, that's what she went to 5 doctors.
Yeah.
And all kind of told.
Yeah.
They keep telling their stuff.
Well, there's two ways to approach it. One is either.
Would you settle? What'd you guys do? Get high before you came in?
Right.
Did I offend you?
Out of these guys.
All right, go ahead.
That either she is not satisfied and is hell bent on on coming back 5 million times with spurious symptoms. Or she's having pain, and everyone's so focused on this wart thing that they've missed the fact that she has some other cause of pain.
Maybe.
And that
maybe
it needs to be taken seriously and really evaluated carefully for why she'd have vaginal pain.
Maybe it's a little more oriented in the mind than the vagina.
In
perhaps?
The former situation, yes, the brain takes precedence over
great.
The vagina. This is the greatest audience we've ever had.
Yeah. Mike?
I love you guys.
Oh, wait a minute. We don't want to talk to Mike.
We want to talk
to warts, right?
I got warts.
Warts coming.
It's not going to slow me down.
What's that, Captain?
Young. I got my life ahead of me.
Hold on, around
the world.
What's that?
I acknowledge that part of it could be emotional. I believe that part of it is physical, but I'm open to a lot of it being emotional.
Okay.
All right, but
Bottom line is now that after all these years, and my husband is very patient, I have no sex drive at all. Wow. Now, whether that's caused by physical or that's caused by emotional, I don't know, but I know that.
Well, definitely, well, here's what I can promise you. That has nothing to do with the warts. There's no wart is something that sits on top of your skin. It's a virus.
No, I understand. It doesn't get through your skin.
What if one broke off and got caught in her libido?
Her libido?
Yeah, like clogged.
Like she had a wart embolus.
Right. I'm not flippant about this.
All right. Well, let me ask you a couple questions. Do you ever had any serious problems? You know,
like sexual abuse
with the lads? Any reason why you'd not want to be open sexually?
No sexual abuse.
No any kind of abuse?
No rape or anything, or physical abuse?
No physical or sexual abuse at all.
Now, why do you think you and you just shut down? Do you love your husband?
Absolutely.
How about oral sex? Do you give him some of that?
Are you on medication?
For the warts?
Any kind of medication.
No, just the pill.
Why not some oral sex for him? Take the edge off.
Well, you're right. It's just that it's sort of...
These guys are great.
Oh, my God.
It's like having...
Sorry, I know. You pick quite a night.
It's like having hyenas in the studio with us.
No, usually I sit here, it's like Easter Island when I look across at the audience and Anderson. Just a stone tiki
gods.
Islands,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, but this is great. All right.
Oh, life's great.
Well, yeah, it is good. It's very good.
Catherine, let's see what pill she's on.
Oh, please. Really?
Come on. These guys love it. What's
hear the doc.
Catherine.
Yeah.
What birth control pill are you taking?
The ortho tricycline.
Is that a new pill for you?
No.
Is it possible you're having a side effect from that where that's shutting you down?
Well, I used to be on triphasal before that, and I had the same effect. And I've been off the pill for about a year, not right now, but in the past, and it didn't increase. It
didn't change, okay.
No.
So
I'm sure that my sex drive is, my theory is that I was in a lot of pain. I didn't want to have sex. Now I'm not in as much pain, but emotionally I'm just not there.
Why? How does that work?
Listen, Adam, you could have seared Adam's penis with some sort of
branding iron,
and he'd be right back at it the next day.
Well, first off, what is it with you broads? They have to be emotionally there. You don't have to emotionally be there. You just have to physically show up.
I agree, and there's no physical manifestation of my libido.
But here's what I'm saying. You love your husband. He's a great guy. He's been very patient, right?
Yes.
Can't you just lick yourself up and hold still and let him get on you? I mean, what's the wrong with that?
That's not ideal.
I know, it's good.
To get over my emotional whatever.
I know, but in the meantime...
He's suffering pretty substantially.
You're giving him emotional breakdown now.
Right.
Well, and I agree with you, and so we do that, but my point is that I want to solve the problem.
All right, well, then you ought to see someone.
Take one night and just give
him a good one. Just go for it.
No, you need to see a psychiatrist and then get this evaluated.
I want to say this to the ladies. You'll not offend a man if you say, look, I'm not really into this. I got to be straight up with you, but I'm going to give you a maintenance BJ. So, if you want to turn the TV on or whatever, hey, you don't have to take your shirt off. Leave your boots on. Just unbutton the pants. Let's take care of a little business here. You're not going to offend a guy. Yeah. He's not going to be hurt because you're not emotionally into it.
Hey, do that lick thing again.
The lick sound?
The lick
Anderson,
sound.
Give a little lick sound. Come on. Pay attention there, Anderson. That's a great. Everett?
Oh, my God, they're so high.
Is that for real?
Yes, it's a real fake sound.
Yeah, there's a guy backstage here. Yes, there we go. This is real, too.
Oh, what?
Everett.
Whatever, dude.
Right.
Everett?
Everett is 24.
All right, Everett. Way to go, dog.
Everett?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, Major League since I was 19. After I masturbated, I've been having heart pain, and my eyelids are closed, and so my eyes won't focus, and I can't read because of it, right?
No.
And I may vomit.
No.
Are you masturbating right now because you sound kind of like
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, this is either bogus or you have some sort of mental disorder, so...
Well, I've seen...
You should hope it's bogus, by the way.
I've seen a psychiatrist.
Oh, good,
and
good.
And an MD and a rheumatologist.
You're insane.
And they...
Right, okay.
And they say, we haven't heard of stuff like this, so if you can give us the diagnosis, what it may be... We can investigate it further, but otherwise they say they don't know.
Why do you see a rheumatologist?
What?
Why do you see a rheumatologist? Why do you see a rheumatologist?
Oh, you're insane.
I don't know.
Psychiatrist thought I should see it, maybe.
Why? Oh, Everett.
All right.
Because I was, like, vomiting, and he thought maybe it was because it might have been my...
Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
Oi.
Attention screeners. People must be able to communicate in
Hey, Damien.
I think he was just getting it on as he was speaking.
No, he's very... He seems
sleepy.
Is this guy unable to form a sentence? Oh, okay. What's up there, Tara? Tara? Whatever. Jesus Christ. What is up?
Whatever.
Yeah. What's going
on
here?
You're offended?
Two for two.
I don't care. What's up with this guy? You know what I love about this show? If one of our phone screeners is pissed off at us, they think we care. We don't care. Are you kidding me? We're the stars. Jesus Christ. You think I care? Please.
You're insane.
Oh, I can't go to bed tonight. I called Tara. Holy Christ. All right, now don't let people that can't speak on the air.
Poor Everett, though, has got some serious stuff.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Maybe.
You don't think it's bogus?
Oh, no.
Too much specific with the rheumatologist?
Too specific and too truly disorganized. It was not bogus answers. It was unable to form.
All right. Well, let's say something nice to him so we don't go to hell.
I'm ready.
All right. We love you, but we just don't understand.
Everett.
Yeah.
Why do you associate any of this with masturbation?
Because it used to happen immediately afterwards.
I understand, but you have lots of physical problems, right? Right.
Well, I noticed when I walk faster, my eyelids would close completely, both of them. This is just one of them.
But you go to doctors because you got a lot of different problems.
I'm going
to
answer for Everett.
Okay.
Yes.
I used to have a few things that would help, and then they stopped working on me.
And you're on some medication now.
Yes.
And
they don't.
And the doctor and the psychiatrist has sent you around to medical doctors to make sure there isn't a medical problem contributing to this. But people keep coming up with snake eyes and telling you that's probably just the psychiatric condition.
Yes, although I don't know what the snake eye reference means. That's Everett. I know.
Okay, got it.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
I used to take caffeine pills, and that would help.
Yeah, no, that won't help, Everett. But you just keep following directions. The guys are taking care of you. And if things are bothering you, you know, document them, go back, have an internist look you over. But it sounds like they've been doing that, and it doesn't sound like they're coming up with anything.
All right, Everett. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Are you able to work?
No.
No. All right. Anything else? You got any girlfriends?
No, I'm not. I think it's more safer not to mess around.
Right. Very smart. It's true. They'll break your heart. They'll give you syphilis. Steal your wallet. Crash your van.
That's for sure.
Brody on your lawn. Bang your best friend. Urinate in your hamper. It's all trouble. Steal your booze.
Fart in your mouth.
Fart in your mouth.
Fart in your mouth?
Yeah. It happened to me. And they held my nose, and it blew out an eardrum. And I crapped myself because the extra pressure in my system forced the bowel out.
And you couldn't open your eyes?
Couldn't open my eyes. No. Yep, that's right. It's what those ladies will do. They break your heart, they steal your money, they drink your booze, take your dog, steal your car, and fart in your mouth. And laugh.
Bass fishing. Country gravy.
That's right. All right, let's keep rolling there. Take care of yourself there, Everett. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up there?
I haven't smoked weed in about 2.5 months, and I'm still dirty.
Your urine?
Excuse me?
Your urine is still showing weed.
Yeah, well, I bought probation-style tests from a friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying that you're not actually a filthy person. Your urine is still...
Yeah, we're all involved in the penal system. We're all probation officers here. We all know the lingo.
Yeah, there's still THC in my system.
In the urine?
Yeah.
All right. You must have been smoking big time.
No, actually, I've only smoked in my life about 5 or 6 times.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with this test.
No, actually, all of them do that.
And you've quit for how long?
2.5 months.
About 2.5 months.
And why are you testing yourself if you didn't have a problem?
Because I'm getting on probation in about a week.
Why?
Because I got caught driving without a license.
And are they gonna do drug tests?
Yeah.
No way. It defies any physiology I know of.
Okay.
I never want to say impossible, but I've seen urine. THC show up in the urine a couple months down the road in a, you know, a 10-year, you know, ounce a week smoker.
Yeah.
And that's after he fasted and ran a marathon. In other words, it's released from the fat after you lose some weight or exercise vigorously.
Right. All right. So, Mike, don't worry about it.
There's just no way. There's something's wrong with the way you're doing the test.
If I could give you a helpful hint, there's a stuff called Natural Mystic in a system, but you'll feel it for a couple days.
What is this now?
It's called Natural Mist. It's just like some stuff you get at a head shop that tries to clean. I used it a while ago.
The problem is we test for all those things, and if there's any evidence of you trying to adulterate your urine, it's considered positive.
Exactly.
So he's worse off having that stuff show up in his urine than just going in and having his pee test.
Where is he getting his corrected.
He says
I'm interested in this stuff.
He says he got it from a friend of his, the test.
The probation test?
Mike?
Yeah.
Where are you taking these tests at?
In my house.
Are you sure it's not like a pregnancy test? You got the right test going?
Or his friend's trying to freak him out, you know? Somehow.
They come in little boxes.
You know, what if the friend somehow adulterated it in some...
I don't know. What do you do? Do you pee on a stick?
Yeah, it's just like a little stick that you pull a little slide down and you pee on it and you pull it back up and it'll...
If it's white, you're clean. If it's green, you're stoned.
Here's the good news. They're not going to do the test that way. They're going to quantify it. So
yeah. Sounds pretty bizarre, bud.
Was Mike the oldest sounding, most miserable 15-year-old we've spoken to in a long time?
Well, yeah.
We're on a run here. Let's keep it going.
Mike's like, yeah, I got busted. I was driving without a license.
With a couple prostitutes.
I take a urine test. Buddy of mine works for the penal system, so I scored a couple. It's like, you're 15.
Yeah, suck it up, kid. You'll be all right.
Jesus Christ.
Who does he know for the penal system? 15?
Buddy of mine. He's the world's youngest probation officer. He's 13. Dealing with a lot of cons. Anyway, we're drinking some six-packs at the park. We're talking about that. We're both pretty bummed out because my kid's got, his teething's keeping me up all night. You're 15, buddy. Prostate's acting up. You know how it is.
Speaking of that.
What, you got to take a leak?
I got to pee, yeah.
Okay, Unwritten Laws here tonight. We got to take ourselves a little leak break. We'll come back. We'll hear something off the new CD after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Wade and PK are both here from Unwritten Law.
Oh, it's cold outside.
Elva is the name of the new CD, which is going to be out on the 29th of January, and also the San Diego signing party at Tower Records is going to be going down on the 25th. Okay. Why don't we take ourselves a call, and then we'll hear something off the new Unwritten Law CD.
Perfect.
Okay, let's talk to Ray, who's 32. Ray?
Yes, hi.
What's up?
Oh, not much.
What's your question?
My question is, I'm a 32-year-old man, and I'm obsessed with, not that I can't get girls, it's just I'm obsessed with strippers, dancers, escorts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm basically like you. I enjoy boobs and all that other porno.
Boobs and blowjobs, Adam, it's you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's my motto. And, right? Right, so,
Poor Wade. Wade's going to have an aneurysm.
I don't find nothing wrong with that.
No.
Let's finish the problem here.
Yeah, so are you spending money on escorts?
I've spent about $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Jeez.
What do you do for a living?
I help my dad. He owns his own business. He has a nursery, and I help him deliver and wherever they need delivery.
All right, so you're not making a ton of money.
$1,000 a month is a serious bit of money.
Well, my dad owns the business, so he pays me well, so I'll still go.
Well, what's he pay you? I mean, unless you're driving a truckload of sod over to the Johnson Ranch.
Unless you just pull money out of the business whenever you feel like it.
How much is he giving you?
He just pulls money out whenever he wants.
Well, what do you get an hour?
He's like, in an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, he's paying me about $10 an hour.
Ooh. Cha-ching.
King, yeah.
Yeah, you can retire in about 200 years. Hold on a second. You know, I had to know, because I love when guys go, yeah, I'm making pretty decent coin. $10 an hour? The minimum wage is like $7.35, isn't it? By the time taxes are taken out, I mean, $10 an hour, $1,000 on a hooker.
I don't believe that's what he makes. I believe he just pulls money out of the business whenever it feels like.
Yeah.
Spill the beans, buddy.
Does Daddy know what you're doing?
Yeah, you mean like, oh, he's one of these dudes who's like...
He just supported.
He's hanging out. He's talking to dudes. He's like, hey, man, you need some bulbs or some fertilizer?
Right.
Yeah, I can get you a deal.
Right.
One of those guys. You know those guys you run into trying to sell you plant goods, seeds, stuff like that.
No, I'm not bogus. I own my own home.
You own your own home?
On $10 an hour?
Damn.
Well, I'm 32, so, I mean, I...
Yeah, it's pretty good cash. 32,
oh.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, it's $54,000 home, so I must be...
Okay, well, you're riding high. $10 an hour.
Where do you live, Victorville or something?
No, here in Selma, California.
All right.
And you want to stop this, right?
Well, part of me does, part of me don't.
Well, you fit a pattern of sexual compulsion.
Well, actually, I am. I mean, to me, it feels like it is, but...
It is a sexual compulsion, and the consequences are really what usually bring people to terms with this. That and the fact that they tend to feel very ashamed of what they're doing, because oftentimes these kinds of behaviors are very different from how you, say, Ray, present yourself to the world. You know, oftentimes people would say, oh, yeah, you don't feel right about doing this.
But it's tough when a $10 an hour man comes into a club and all the girls start talking. Yeah. They see you pull up in that Bentley wearing the fur coat, you know, the fedora hat, lighting your cigar, your Cuban with $100 bills. I mean, they know there's a $10 an hour guy on the floor. There's a buzz. There's a buzz around the place. It's palpable, Drew. I've been. You ever been there when a $10?
No, never.
You've been there when $6 and $7 an hour dudes hit the floor.
That's right.
Even that's pretty good. But $10 an hour, the chicks are all over him. They want a piece of that action. I mean, it's like he's the candy man. You know,
what's up, playboy?
What they want to do, and be careful, Ray, because one of these chicks, what they want you to do is knock them up. Then all of a sudden you have a kid, and the next thing you know. They're pulling in $65 a month, child support. You know what I'm saying?
I do have a kid.
Oh, okay.
All right, but Ray, listen. Do you get what I'm saying? That this is something people often are very ashamed of, and sometimes that shame even fuels the desire to get away and sort of connect with these people in this very primitive way. It fuels it even more.
Hey, Ray.
Ray's not
there. Are you having sex with the escorts?
Escorts, strippers.
Yeah. How do you have sex with the strippers?
Well, I'm basically...
$10 an hour, man.
It was a $10 an hour throwdown.
Get them here and see what they do, what they don't. Is it? And
hold on a second. I'll tell you, between that velvety tongue of his and that big bank account, I can see why the ladies can't resist.
You must be
kidding. Well, what's going on over here? Listen. Hold on a second.
Come on, playboy.
Who's this guy, Tommy Lee? I mean, you go into a strip club. You don't get the $10 an hour. I work for my dad's fertilizer shop. Yeah, I got an El Camino. The passenger side door's caved in. I got T-boned on the 5. But you just crawl in through the through the driver's side and slide over. It's a bench seat. You can. What? I got a kid at home. Is he getting... What's going on here?
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What's his question?
I don't know,
what the hell are we talking about?
Yeah.
Come on, playboy.
I can't believe this.
Ray, what's your question? Let's just get to that.
Well, my question is, I just...
Oh, no question.
Well, I kind of went blank there.
Oh, okay then.
You idiot!
How about going to SA? SA?
Yeah, and that would be the thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're interested. But I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't heard a question yet. So I'm not sure which one.
He thinks he's addicted to sex.
I'm addicted to sex. In other words, to dancers, strippers. And
yes, you are.
I mean, I spend $1,000 a month. It's like, well. Yeah,
there's an organization called the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity. They have a website, ncsac.org. Give you some referrals and some information, too.
What, do you have a computer?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'll get it off my dad's hook.
Yeah,
I bet you will.
Yeah, that's where all the good porn's at, buddy.
Of course.
And the money.
Look up.
I don't know El Camino. I have a Silverado.
Oh, Silverado.
2001.
Silverado.
Ooh,
sweet.
Playboy.
Yeah, what up, Playboy?
No, Silverado is a truck.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Sweet. All right there, buddy. Sorry. Alrighty. I didn't mean to offend you. With a different truck.
But you did!
Listen, that was the deal with Ray, man-child. That's why. He just clearly still...
Man-child. Man-zygote.
No, but he's not...
There was no child.
He's not even, like, he doesn't make a living. He doesn't make an hourly wage. He just give him money by his dad. Just give money, whatever he wants, probably.
Yeah. Well, his dad probably thinks he's retarded. And
oh,
like,
pops.
Give him a couple $100, keep him quiet. Probably paying him with, like, Monopoly money or something. Okay.
Playboy?
So he just waltzes into strip clubs and brings a stripper home every night?
I don't think it's that easy to bring home a stripper.
No, it is not. I mean, I have to drag
him
out now.
Not at $10 an hour.
I have to drag him out of that place kicking and screaming. They don't want to go.
You have to tie him up.
Nails dragging along the wood floor as I pull him out through the front door. It's always the same.
Caveman style.
Yeah. I started doing the ether rag. It knocks him out, quiets him down. And you know what? They don't get hurt.
Yeah. It's just
for them. It's for their safety. They
just, like, just come on.
The body goes limp. They drop right into the trunk.
It's
no problems. Okay. We will take ourselves a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, who are we going to make fun of, Drew? Christopher? Christopher is 15, 5'8", 140 pounds. His two boobs, they get bigger every month. Wait, this a guy?
Guy.
What?
Oh, my God. Christopher?
Yeah.
You got that gynecomastia?
Huh? I don't know.
All right, everybody.
Nice rack.
Hold on a second now, all right?
Wait a minute.
All right. We're going to take a little break.
All right.
All right, Wade.
Tony?
Tony? Yeah, Tony. Corolla? Tony Corolla?
Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
You.
Well, who's that? Oh,
you.
Tony.
Good,
yeah, that's my name, man.
Yeah.
Wade, get ready now, buddy. Is there going to be some laughter coming?
Yeah, I need it. Thank you, fans.
We got a teenage boy with man boobs on him.
Nice rack.
I'm going to run down to the pharmacy and pick up a little inhaler for Wade while we're ahead of here.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
What's up? This is Marcos.
This is Sonny.
Wolf. This is Trey.
And we're POD, and you're listening to Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla on Love Line.
Yes, you is. Unwritten Laws, our guest tonight. We have Wade and PK here from the band. Wade is finding his way back to the studio, but don't worry.
M-I-A.
PK is still here. These guys are going to be at the Palladium tomorrow night with Sum 41, but don't worry, it's sold out. And what you can show up for if you're in the area is the San Diego record signing at the Tower Records on the 25th of January. That would be, what did we decide, Drew? Friday. And also on the 29th, next week, is when the new CD Elva comes out. All right. So when we left off, we're talking to Christopher, 5'8", 140, 15 years old.
Nice rack.
Got them man boobs. Christopher?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I called about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't remember. I told you guys about the armadillo.
Right.
Armadillo.
I remember that. Yeah.
Is this the Vajart guy?
Yeah.
No.
Different guy. I made that up. I mean, not the armadillo. That's awesome. But this part, the man boobs.
Oh, okay.
All right, buddy.
So you called back to say hi again?
No, I have a new idea.
All right.
This one's more useful than the armadillo, okay?
What did the armadillo do?
It didn't do anything. It's just the name.
All right.
What's an armadillo?
You want me to explain to them?
No, sorry.
It's a dildo, basically.
Baby arm?
Go ahead there, Christopher.
All right. Have you guys ever been in public and need to scratch your balls like crazy?
Sure.
All the time.
Sure. Every day.
And you can't. There's too many people.
Right.
So, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I found a solution.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a, it's underwear, all right? Except it has a built-in massage that scratches your balls for you.
Okay.
Are you high on crack cocaine? What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm worried about you, man.
Just scratch them.
Listen, and you know what it's called? It's called the Stupendously Smooth Super Scrotum Scratcher.
Okay.
Very funny.
Stupid.
Hey, buddy.
Clever.
Buddy?
Yes.
I'm going to see you in junior college in about 3.5 years, all right,
pal? You're done.
That's a good idea, though, isn't it?
No.
No, Chris.
It's zero. Yeah. Zero.
Do not speak publicly about any new ideas until you pass 18. And believe me, take my advice. You'll be a much happier, less shamed person if you do that.
This is the lamest idea I've ever heard, and I love bad ideas.
Hey, I'm still scratching my head over here. I don't know what the hell just happened.
He's got an invention for that. Ooh. It's a ski beanie that massages your scalp. Idiots.
These are the guys that think of, like, the electrical belts that stimulate your abdomen. You know? Right?
Yeah, it's equivalent to doing 32,000 sit-ups.
Yeah, equivalent, same thing.
Except for you're just watching TV.
Right.
How is that one creepy one with Linda Evans, Dynasty Lady, with that mask?
Hockey mask?
Oh, my God.
Oh, was that
ever again?
What is it?
Yeah, there's this one. I mean, this is...
Is there an infomercial you haven't seen, Adam?
No. Well, there's some that are in production that I haven't gotten
yet. Haven't yet.
I haven't
seen.
Got the dailies on right, yet, right, but right. I got my people working
that
on
that.
That
one's straight wrong, though. Imagine waking up in the morning and you're like, hi, honey. You're like,
This thing massages your facial muscles and tightens them up and tones them. But the thing that's spooky about it is it looks like an old-time hockey mask.
Yep.
And basically, you know what the mask looks like? You ever see that weird torso thing that you punch? They advertise it in some magazines and stuff. It's like this torso is shaped like half a man, and you punch it, and it keeps the count of the amount of punches you throw at it.
Right.
It's got that weird sort of blank Westworld kind of face to it. Yeah, this thing's freaky.
Freddy Krueger.
Couldn't possibly work. And the other one, what is it, Drew? Explain, because probably people see these ads. These things have been around for a million years. You strap on these stimulators, strap on your biceps and your abdomen and stuff, and they shoot these electrical pulses to your muscles, and your muscle kind of jumps or jiggles little bit. Right. And these things, I've seen these things in magazines since like the 70s, and they say it's equivalent to do this many push-ups or this many sit-ups.
Yeah.
How does that work? Doesn't?
Total BS.
Nah.
Total.
Complete and total. Absolute garbage.
Well, how do they...
How do they get away with saying things that aren't true?
No, but what I mean is what is it that same sort of principle of, like, the penis pump?
Yes.
Where...
Just yes.
A and B does not equal C?
Right. Which is the fallacy in so many sort of medical scams.
Right.
Which sounds good and may even make sound principled sense if you look at it sort of on paper. May add up on paper.
Right.
But the reality is it doesn't work that way.
Right. It's like the penis pump. They go, how do you enlarge your muscles when you work out? Well, you move them, you pump blood to those muscles and enlarge the muscles. So the penis pump draws blood to the penis, therefore enlarging the penis muscle. Yeah. They're like, A and B don't make C.
Yeah.
Okay, so it can't work. All righty. Chris?
What's up?
You're 18. What's up?
I had two things. The first one was I was curious about mixing alcohol and antidepressants.
Yeah, well, probably not a good idea, huh?
Yeah, I know. Obviously not a good idea, but...
Hear the question, Craig. Wait up.
Is that what you've been doing?
It's not like I was trying to get high by intentionally doing it. I'm on antidepressants anyway.
Are you just drinking occasionally, or are you really going to it? Well, at 18, drinking, unable to contain it in spite of being on antidepressants,
What's up there, buddy?
What's up there? Nothing's up.
Well, what's going on with life there?
Why are you on the antidepressants?
I just didn't really like going to school.
I
was just chilling at home during the day, and I eventually went to a psychologist, and I was prescribed. And I don't know if they're really working or not, but I'm going to school.
Now, just hang on a second, Chris. We're going to talk about you behind your back for a second. I mean, how do you get through that level of insolence? It's like, hey, I just didn't feel like going to work. It's like, just hanging out at home. What's the big deal?
I don't know.
I just didn't feel like it. And there's like no grounds for discussion.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you go? Because I don't feel like it.
Yeah. If I have a kid like Chris, I'm going to erect a Guantanamo Bay type facility to keep him in the backyard.
Yeah.
Just a caged thing. little arrow toward Mecca. You know, let him hang out there for a few nights and just torture him and then make him so happy to be back in the class and back in the house. Just let be kissing my ass. Do you think that'll work?
Yeah, that's what happened to you. It worked.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, so which antidepressants are you on?
It's Zoloft.
Okay. Well, why don't you focus on taking care of yourself, you know?
I mean,
it's going to be a long life.
You know what,
otherwise.
No. Chris needs to focus on getting his ass together.
Yes.
Not taking care of himself.
Okay.
That's all he's doing is sitting home
That's
taking care
true.
Of himself. He needs to get a structure and get with it.
Well, so here's the rule of thumb, Chris. If you want to do something, don't do it. Only do the things you don't want to do.
That's life.
And you'll be fine.
And you'll succeed in life.
Eventually, you'll learn to sort of tolerate those, and then you'll be fine.
Well, it's actually cool. I'm going to have enough credits to graduate, and I'm planning on going to college next year.
Which college?
I'm going to have to transfer into the University of Wisconsin from a...
Junior college?
Yeah, I'm going to have to transfer.
Shocking.
Let me check my Chris Stoner transfer chart. What month are we in?
We are in January,
2002, January. You're starting junior college when?
Probably next fall.
Fall 2002. We'll flip that over. Flip it over. Flip it over again.
Oh, geez. There's a lot of pages here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be 87 years old. Actually, in the page before, it says you will have died by prostate cancer before you actually transfer into the University of Wisconsin.
It's looking bleak.
Yeah. All right there, buddy.
Well, at least you admitted that.
Listen, there's just no easy road. You just don't give in. Just get motivated. Be a little harder on yourself. Yeah. Everyone, feel free to push yourself just a little bit.
Rough seas make a sharp sailor, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I like that.
Nice.
And the devil makes work for idle sailors.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Your turn.
No, I think...
But I believe in the devil, all right.
Okay.
You know why? Because the prick keeps doing commercials.
What?
I have no idea what that is. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with Unwritten Law. Everybody, I'm Adam, that's Drew. Wayne and PK are both here from Unwritten Law. The CD is coming out next week. Wade likes his coffee.
For sure.
My sugar with coffee. Lots
that's
of sugar.
Right. It takes, oh, man. Hey, Anderson, we gotta oil these chairs. They're starting to drive me nuts.
Can I just give you the WD-40 like last week?
That's just Wade opening.
No, you gave me the WD-40 a couple months ago, and I sprayed our chairs with it, but I didn't spray the guest chairs with it, which I should have done. Yeah, let's do that.
Usually our guests don't move around quite so much.
Well, Wade drinks 14 cups of coffee. They both have 13 sugar packets in them, so he's a little wound up.
Spoon's standing up. Come on.
Where is that WD-40, Anderson?
I'll make some. Hold on.
Somewhere.
Somewhere? All right.
I'm not going to spray him a dirty magazine.
Okay, is this our caller, Anderson? Where's the WD-40? Somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Thanks, Anderson.
Like
it's somewhere around here.
Like at the hardware store? All right. Send somebody out to go find it. I'm
right
going on a recon mission.
Go get a Tara.
Yeah, Tara, you get that.
Tara.
Yeah. Ray?
Hey.
That's Tara. I won't call you Tara.
Oh, Tom.
Ray, you're 18.
Tom, there it is, right there. There it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to... I saw Unwritten Law last night at the Glass House, Pomona.
Right on.
Right on.
Yeah, I thought you guys were really cool.
Thanks. Yeah. You're really cool, buddy.
Thanks, man.
That's it?
No,
You're gay.
No, I'm not. I saw a bunch of camera crews there, and I was wondering what you guys were filming.
We were just filming a live video for... we're putting together like a movie thing, and we just wanted to get a live shots, and we like the Glass House a lot. We like the.
So let's get this right. You were filming to collect film?
We were filming to collect film.
Okay, got it.
We're filming a porn.
They're filming to get a footage.
They're documenting.
I see.
All right, yeah. You guys plan on playing there again?
Yeah, we always like playing the Glass House. It's really cool there.
Yeah, really cool.
Oh, it's for M2. It's for MTV2. Oops, I forgot about MTV. I'm so into MTV, you know.
All right, Ray.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
All right.
Later,
Tom. It's a simple man, that Ray. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Go.
Oh, well, my question is...
Come on, how does that work?
I don't know. It happens a lot. It's got to be on our end, because, again, as you say, we're the only variable that didn't change in here.
Well, let's do a reenactment, Drew.
Okay. Sarah, you're 18.
Hi.
Sarah, what's up?
Go.
Hi.
Go.
Hey, you go... You go, what's up? And they go, hi. And you go, hi.
Go.
And then there's a long pause. Like, what are you supposed to say hi twice? Or what are you supposed to
say
do?
Go and go now.
Okay. And go.
Okay, my question is, about 5 months ago, I pierced my nipples. And my mom just found out a couple of days ago, and she was disappointed, but she was okay with it. But she pointed out that there's breast cancer that runs in my family.
Right.
And so we were kind of wondering, was that going to trigger it?
No.
No?
No
okay,
way.
Okay, because I'm going to the doctor in a couple of days.
No association.
She just wanted to make sure, so.
Zero association.
How'd your mom find out?
She found out because her friend, her best friend, I had told her. And then her best friend has a daughter that's my age. And when her daughter found out, she went and did it too. And then her mom kind of thought I was the influence of it.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you tell her best friend?
Well, yeah, I told my mom's best friend because
she's
a snitch.
Wouldn't you figure on her telling your mom?
Well, no, she didn't tell her. She found out a couple months ago, and she didn't say anything. It was when her daughter did it. She was like, oh, well, Sarah's the influence, so decided to tell my mom.
Wade is going to oil up his squeaky love line seat. So you told your mom's best friend, but she didn't snitch on you.
Mm-mm. She was fine with it. She was...
But until her daughter did the same thing, then all of a sudden it
right.
Yeah,
changed.
Then it became, oh, my God.
Okay. Did you have it done, or did you do it yourself?
Oh, no, I had them done professionally. Yeah.
Okay.
I researched it. I didn't just do it.
You researched it. Well,
I kind of got some, like, feedback from people, and then I went and I read, like, did it hurt, and all kinds of, like, articles about it and the risks or whatever.
Where did you get the articles?
BMEfreak.com. It's like a site for piercings and tattoos and stuff like that.
BME Freak.
Okay.
I'd go to sites that would name Freak in it. Generally. Yeah. I look for that URL with the term Freak.
All right, so you're all right there.
Yeah.
You won't get the cancer.
All right, well, thank you.
Good.
All right.
Your mom's disappointed.
That was actually a good question.
You got your nipples pierced. You've disappointed your mom.
It'll make it difficult to breastfeed.
Will it? Because I heard that it wouldn't.
No, it doesn't make it impossible. It makes it difficult.
What's
I'm sorry.
Talking now?
Babies aren't used to nipple rings yet. I don't think that far in the ladder yet.
You know what I love about you, Drew? When I'm just trying to lean in a little thing there.
You should be used to it by now. Obviously, I don't have any ability
No vibe at all.
No vibe.
So it's like I go, well, you pierced your nipples, you've disappointed your mom, you're quite on your... You can breastfeed! Then, no?
Come on, playboy.
You don't think there's a third one coming there?
Come on, playboy.
No?
Yes, you are. I can't even predict where you're going, even with you bringing it up. Tell me now, so I can. Maybe this is part of the problem. You never finish it when I do this to you.
Yeah.
I never learn what it was you were going to do.
Fight. Yeah.
But listen, you know, like if someone says, like, you crashed a car.
Yeah.
You got an F's in school. You're well on your way. Do you just jump in at that point?
Then you might go, and you just want your dad. I'm piling on. I'm saying, make your breastfeeding worse. I'm just piling on. You're listing negatives. I'm piling on.
Hey, you guys
on.
Should arm
good,
wrestle.
Good job there.
That's what I think I'm doing. See, I don't get that you're
sword
going to
fight.
A joke. No, I want to know what the joke you're going to. So.
Thumb fight. Come on.
All right. That's good.
Nada? Yes, I'm here.
You're 45?
Yes, I am.
What's up there?
Well, before I start, I need to say that Unwritten Law, what I've heard, I think I like. I want to hear more.
Okay.
And Wade drinking sugar and coffee.
Hold on.
Add some creamer to that, and I'm with him. What does PK drink?
I like Jameson.
Jameson?
Jameson. He likes Jameson.
I
like chocolate milk.
Hey, Nada?
Okay. Yes.
You got a question there, weirdo,
what are you doing? My son. My son was. My son was recently switched to Celexa, and he has this flatulence problem.
I do too.
He has gone from sometimes now and then to almost constant with a 3 to 10 hobo power.
Oh, wow.
turbo.
Three to
no,
ten hobo.
Hobo power.
Well, three to ten is a pretty good range.
You
I mean,
betcha.
Three's not too bad, but
ten's packing some power.
Yeah.
But yes, I have them leave the room sometimes.
Has
opening cokes.
Well, in nature, has it been recorded more than 10 hobo power?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Now hold on. Can he control himself, or does he just let him fly?
Mostly he just lets him fly, but every once in a while he saves one and leaves the room so he doesn't kill me.
has the Celexa caused a change in his diet?
Well, the diet has not changed.
You sure?
I am sure because I am the cook.
Right. Still just Pepsi and pinto beans.
Now, you know what you do?
Jalapeno peppers.
I could absolutely love you, except you can't take garlic, and I'm sorry.
That's a deal breaker for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know
Are you giving that to your son? Maybe that's part of the problem here.
And
you're insane.
No, it's just the same thing he's always eaten, and as far as Drew is concerned, a couple of years before I gave up makeup and worrying about my hair, I said, yeah, screw it, whatever I see, I looked like his wife.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Just roll up all the windows and turn on the heaters.
No.
You can have him fart down my mouth.
well,
in your mouth.
If you want him to fart down your mouth, that's okay.
All right, here's the deal.
I'm not doing that. We open the windows.
What kind of name is Nada, anyway?
Nada is my nickname.
Nada
fart in the room.
Listen.
Nada two brain cells are up.
For all those other people, I am not a sister. I am not a mother. But I will act on the same level. But I do not replace
them. Let me ask Nada a couple questions. Nada, are you high?
On crack cocaine?
No.
You're not high. Are you crazy? No. Are you a little nuts?
No.
Surely people have told you you're insane.
No, I
really?
Have, yes, a little bit of depression and mental anxiety, just like my son.
Are you able to work?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work many hours for a, shall we say, a semi-private agency of the federal government.
Semi-private?
What's semi-private?
That's like Patriot Games talk. I don't understand.
That's like a Jeopardy question.
We are trying to be privatized, but we are...
What is the mail service?
Mail.
It must be Aliens Anonymous.
You do something with the mail?
You betcha.
What is it? Let me ask this. I know these guys get a lot of crap, these mailmen and the general guys who are involved with the mail distributing, but why is it? It's some sort of sieve that just psychopath loners sort of get caught up in for careers. You know, what's up? Why mail? Why all the weirdos in mail? You know what I'm saying?
What do you imagine you're doing if you're working for the mail service? Just think of what your job is.
I think it's one of these jobs where you want people to leave you alone.
Right.
And you want to just sort of walk your route or sort your box and not have some guy looking over your shoulder cracking a whip. It's for people who don't work well and don't do well in settings.
Groups.
Where there's groups of people around. So you become like a...
solo artist.
Right. Yeah, they want to hit the... I don't think Nada's delivering this stuff, though. Nada?
Not a chance.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not delivering the mail.
Okay.
But what I do is that the mail that people, they write, like, the wrong address on the envelope, or they...
Nada is Santa Claus.
Have bad handwriting.
That you can't write.
Yeah.
You figure that out.
I am the person that helps sort that stuff out.
All right.
You're the
doing God's work.
All right. So here's the deal.
I am getting it where it goes.
Nada.
All right.
Nada, here we go.
No big deal. Everyone emails.
Can the medication cause stinky farts? Yes. Yes, it can. Can it cause changes in your diet? Yes. Can it change alter the way the bacteria sort of processes what he had been eating, yes, it can change that. So it may not be directly the medicine. It may, in fact, be the diet.
Oh.
So what you got to do is, if he's going to stay on the Celexa, if that medication is working for him, is try to...
A little Beano or something.
Try to work with the diet in such a way that he's not, you know, cut out dairy, cut out spices, cut things out and see what helps reduce this.
Give him cabbage.
Hey, Nada?
Or give him a lighter. Let him light him on fire.
Does the kid see his dad?
Yes.
Where? When?
Well, when his dad has time off because he works two jobs.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And
he does see his dad.
Wait a minute. What, do you like... You have a... What,
I'm all right with
I'm, like,
Nada.
Charmed by Nada. I think she's pleasant.
Well, let's not overdo it. But Nada is...
But you're,
is,
like, irritated. You're,
no, no, it's fine. I just worry that she's driving the kid nuts. Is he doing all right?
He is trying to do all right with his social anxiety, and the reason he has medication and goes to therapy is because he triggers my problems because he's controlling my life. Okay, wait a minute. I don't have a life. You need help. I need to fix me.
Yeah.
That's okay. This kid's camped in a one-bedroom apartment with Nada, and he's going nuts. That's what I'm saying. And he lets a good ass blast out just to get her the hell out of the room.
Opening cokes.
How can you help Nada? Don't overthink things.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a fart now.
Hey, Nada?
No, it's Nomar now.
Nomar. Oh, that's where. Jesus Christ, what is this, crazy ethnic night? Nada?
I'm in a two-story
Here's all I want you to do. Yeah.
Stay downstairs.
All I want you to do is, I know your son's got some problems, and you're doing your best to take care of him, but make sure you give him a little room to grow, too, his wings.
I'm doing that.
How old is he?
All right, 15.
15.
17.
Oh, 17. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Is he doing all right? Is he doing all right in school?
Junior college?
Well, he's waiting for a GED test result.
All right. What's his plan?
To figure out life as it comes at him?
No, what's his plan? No, stop. We're going to practice this for the first time now. What's just straight answer? What's his plan?
To figure out...
his plan?
It has been for the last...
What's his plan? Just state it out. You're overthinking it.
As it comes
at him.
Tip it, you nag!
All right. Do you see why this guy's...
You're out!
What's the shot of this guy? This guy better off raised by koala bear.
I think Nada's kid will probably be all right. He joins a band, Nada. Tell him to give me a call. We'll give him an opening this lot.
I think he's going to get
out of there. Got to stop with the crazy verbiage. Nonsense.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Well,
because she thinks she knows what she's talking about in terms of all these.
No, but Drew, do you understand? You talk to crazy people and then you wonder why they don't make sense.
I'm not sure she's crazy. She's just controlling. And she's so controlling that she has to know everything and she's got it all figured out. No, you don't. No, you don't. Just keep it simple.
No, she's functional, but she's wacky.
Yeah.
She's whack. I mean, look, imagine if she sat next to you on a flight to New York.
I'd jump out the window.
Drew make a run for the cab and have the guard take him down. The air marshal put a few slugs in his back and consider himself a lucky man, right? All right. Let's talk to Nomar.
Hey.
You're 15. What's up?
One word for that, Nada. Napalm.
All right, hold on. Put on hold. No, this is we have two versions, two bogus calls. What are they? One is, I slept with my best friend's mom.
Right.
The other is...
I don't know what the next one is.
It's up there on the board here.
Is this Nomar?
Yeah.
Is having feelings for his best friend?
There you go.
Is he gay?
Right.
Yeah?
That's our next, number two bogus call.
Okay, yeah. All right. Although we've had some of those were bogus.
Yes, of course. We've had the boy with the best friend's mom not be bogus, too.
Nomar?
Yeah, this isn't my best friend's mom.
Right, it's your best friend.
Yeah.
You're having feelings for him.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I've known this guy for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just recently, like, maybe in the past month or two, I've just been getting, you know, like, sort of feelings for him.
Right.
Like, not like, like, you're screaming at me, not like,
Not like what?
Not like want to get in him. You know, but like,
but more like jizz on him. Kinda.
Oh no! Well, I'm looking for a little more classy.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. No, I believe him.
Oh please!
I do.
Oh come on!
Hold on a second. Hey, turn him down so I can't hear this, Anderson. But listen, if this is bogus, he'll work the guy's name.
Right, of course, of course.
All right, so let's just see if he works the guy's name. All right. Nomar?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That is tough. I always listen to you guys on the radio, and I can hear when you're talking behind the back. So.
Right. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't, so...
Yeah, we worked that out. So what's up? Do you want to talk to him about it?
No, I don't really think so. He has a girlfriend right now. I know he's straight.
Right.
But I don't know if this is just sort of leading towards, like, something else. Like,
well.
I don't think I'm homosexual, but...
Right. Right, you know, I believe. Yeah, don't think you're gay. You ever been with a guy?
No.
Well, don't knock it until you... Oh.
Yeah, I don't watch gay porn or anything like that.
You ever been with a girl?
Making out, grabbing boob, but no,
nice.
No intercourse or anything.
All right. He's 15, he's confused. Well, listen, you're not going to do anything with this guy. He's got a girlfriend. He's obviously straight.
Right.
So don't delude yourself and don't do anything weird.
What are the feelings you're having?
Well, like...
Come on. If we're going to take this seriously...
I've been taking it seriously.
Wade obviously has been,
Wade's,
too.
Wade's done for the night.
What are the feelings?
No, it's just like sometimes I'll think... Like, about, like, kissing him or like, about his butthole.
Yeah.
This guy's called before.
Yeah.
Wait. Nomar. Hang on a second. Nomar? He's called before. I recognize his voice.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We got
a
problem in the studio here.
Tell us when you called last so you can be good for Drew.
You called about 2 weeks ago, right?
I've never called Drew before.
You've never called before?
Never called before.
All right. Never called, Drew. You're starting to lose it.
But I definitely knew it was bogus before we even got going.
You did know it was bogus. Drew knew it was bogus. I got to give Drew credit for that.
But I'm glad he called, just to entertain our guests.
Yeah. No, Drew announced it was bogus.
You guys all right?
You guys cool?
It's just a butthole.
Oh, I wish people could get the visual. Wait, trying to wiggle out of his body. He's laughing so hard.
He's fish out of water.
He can't stand it.
He's flailing.
Oh, jeez.
Yasha?
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you, Wade.
Nomar, kinda, what was that chick's name?
Nada.
Oh, yeah.
Nada, Nomar, and Yasha.
Yasha. Jesus Christ. You know, these aren't names. You know, these are names of dogs on a sled team.
Let me just read you the board. Yasha, Nada, Nomar, Miko, and Ivy.
This is crazy. These are waitresses at a sushi bar.
Nada, what is that?
Not a sister, not a mom. She's
not a real name.
All right, well, we're sorry there, Yasha. What's up?
No problem. I just wanted to talk to Hunter and Law guys. Hey, guys, I've listened to you since I've loved punk, and you guys are just great.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bud.
And Wade, you are a kick-ass drummer. I've been trying to be like you, but I don't know about that one.
You are correct.
And I'm taking you guys out tomorrow, and stoked on that. But
cool.
I had a quick question. I just want to know what your influence, like, what influenced you to change your guys' style from, like, Blue Room now, like, Elva. They're so different.
From the Blue Room, it was back then when we started the band, it was more like a vision just to piss the world off and to make our music evolved around that. But now it's like we're just evolving. There's a lot of more emotion now that comes from different dynamics of music, from Led Zeppelin to Black Sabbath to Tori Amos, stuff like that. So whatever... It's inside you. Whatever is inside you, your art, let it come out with no boundaries. That's kind of our motto now.
See, that's what really kept me, like, that's why you guys are so, like, great, because you guys change every single album, so you bring out something different every time.
Well, thank you. Are you an artist at all?
Yeah, actually, I do tons of stuff, so.
Well, keep it going. We need your help, buddy. The world needs your help.
Cool, and I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow.
I can't wait to see you too, dude. Rock on.
All right.
Thanks, Yasha. All right. There's a nice, normal call. I'll tell you what.
That butthole thing is still cracking me up, dude.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll come back. We'll hear something from Unwritten Law, and we'll do that after this.
Hey, this is Jim.
And Fletcher.
And Randy.
From Pennywise.
You're listening to Love Line
with Dr. Drew
and Adam Carolla.
Thank you.
Hey. is the Love Line. Unwritten Laws here. Elva's the name of the new CD that is out on the 29th next week.
Oh, my God.
Wade and PK are both here.
Yeah. Smells like hydrocarbons.
I sprayed some WD-40 in
some.
There.
Oh, my God.
There's no more squeaky chair.
That's can't breathe.
Right. Oh, Drew, you're fine, puss. Let's go. Let's take a call, and then we'll hear something else from Unwritten Law. What do you say? Ivy.
Hey.
Hey, you're 14. What's up?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to say that I love your show.
Thanks.
And Unwritten Law, I'm going to come see you when you guys come to Maryland.
Yeah. Maryland?
Yeah.
All right. Since you're from Tacoma.
Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. And do you see my plan? Straightening all this out. Rochester, Minnesota, yeah. Rochester, New York.
Yes.
Salem, Oregon. Right. Salem, Mass.
Right.
Very confusing.
Yes. One name per country.
Whoever got there first.
Yeah.
If Salem, Mass, I'm guessing is older than Salem, Oregon.
How about the bigger city prevails? Because if somebody puts Tacoma up, you're not thinking Maryland. No, I don't care who was first. You're thinking Tacoma, Washington.
Fine. Right? Whatever the population is. And the other one's got to just change a name.
Yeah.
Just be like, Smithville or
Nada.
Something.
Just call it Nada.
Nadaville?
Nadaville.
You have to name yourself.
Nomar. It's a good name for a town.
You name yourself after, like, NFL quarterbacks or muscle cars, you know.
Yeah, Bradshaw.
You could live in Barracudaville or...
Maybe the Ville, just Barracuda.
Dodge Chargerville or something. Yeah, all right. Ivy?
Yes.
Sorry, baby. So, what's up?
Okay. I have hyperhidrosis.
Sweat a lot?
So does Adam.
What?
So does Adam.
Yeah, I do a lot. I do a fair amount of sweating.
Except, Adam, it's solely on the forehead and brow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have to mop my brow all the time.
Well,
yeah.
Mine's, like, bad. It's, like, gross. It's
where?
Nasty.
Where is it?
Like, armpits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not it's a tough thing to handle. There are creams. You're trying the cream, Xerac, or anything like that?
Creams? No. Like, I talked to my doctor.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not really familiar with it. And, like, I don't know of a treatment of it or anything.
All right,
I'm
well,
like,
one big consideration is that it may change as you mature.
Really?
Okay, yeah, it may change.
Yeah, it's gotten, like, a little better. Like, last year, it was so awful.
All right, so I'll predict that it's going to get better. Number two, if it stays bad, there are creams that don't typically work in the armpit area, and there are at least two different procedures that can be done. One is where they take all the glands out of your armpit.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
One of the things they do, and it's not a good thing. And,
but they donate them to people who can't sweat.
That's right. There are things they can do with the nervous input to that area, the sympathetic tone. They destroy some of the sympathetic input to the
that's too much. What about some of that Xerac stuff?
Yeah. Right now, just give it time. Give it 3 or 4 years.
All right, but also...
3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
She'll
the meantime,
maybe
Xerac.
Then. Yeah, why don't... why
how
don't
do you like
talk?
The Xerac?
Well, hold on. Why don't you talk to your doctor about... There is a thing that will... Like a topical stuff that you rub on there that does stop you from sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Or ask to see a dermatologist if she's not comfortable doing that.
Okay.
I gave Adam that Xerac. It worked, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't really use it.
But when you needed it, it worked, right?
Yeah, it kind of dries you up a little bit. You just rub it on. I just rub it on my forehead because I would, I'd sweat all the time. We'd be doing the TV show, and my forehead'd be all sweating. People think I was high on crack. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they think you're dicey. It's a weird thing. Like it's a subtle form of sort of I don't want to call it racism, but it's a something-ism.
You know discrimination. I mean?
Like, yeah, there's
discrimination based on sweating.
There's certain people that sweat more than other people, and those people that sweat are sort of made fun of or thought to be lying or nervous or dicey or high on drugs, and they just sweat more.
Could be. Or
they could be nervous, high, dicey, or
high on drugs.
Taking drugs. That's right.
Yeah.
New CD is coming out on the 29th, 25th, record signing at the Tower Records in San Diego. So all things to look forward to from Unwritten Law. Let's get back to the phone. Speak to John, who's 30. John?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I ordered a GHB kit over the internet and mixed some chemicals together and did it. And I... took it, and...
Wow, what's in... That's interesting. What's in that kit?
It's just got, like, I can't remember the chemical names, but, like, two different chemicals. They sell as, like, a rubber cement or a rubber cement remover.
Wow.
And you just mix together with some
denatured water, I think it is. And
denatured means protein. It's some kind
What's
of
that?
Denatured means a protein.
So yeah, well, it wouldn't be water.
It's just, I can't remember what it's called, but just purified water, basically. It does a little reaction, and then you put it into bottles and seal it up.
So you drink nail polish remover?
Yeah.
Basically, I guess. I don't know. It's just
you couldn't just make bathtub gin or fire up a still or something? I mean, here's what I'm saying. These are like the guys I know make beer, and it takes them 6 months to make a six-pack. And I'm like, how much time do you have to get effed up? I got to get effed up now. You understand? I'm not interested in the fermentation process. I mean, when you're ordering, from the time you put the order in to the time you catch a buzz, it's like a month, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really do it for a buzz. I just did it so I can sleep better. But it contains sodium hydroxide. And the other bottle was like contact cement cleaner remover.
Wow. That's it?
Yeah, and then you just mix it with the water.
Where do you get it? On the internet?
Yeah.
And they claim it's for removing something?
Yeah, that's the way they can sell it legally.
Right.
Sodium hydroxide. Does it say what the chemical is in the solvent?
I could look again. Hold on.
There it is.
This doesn't sound right to me. I wonder if this guy got something weird.
He probably just actually got a shipment that was going to a paint store or something and just drank it.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, actually, it doesn't say.
Well, anyway, John, what have you done to yourself?
Well, anyways, I took the stuff and it works. It does just like the normal stuff, the normal GHB. And it's been sitting around for probably about, probably 3-4 months. And I took this stuff and, again, just like about a week and a half ago, and for the last 4 or 5 days, been peeing blood.
Don't!
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor after feeling real bad, and they checked me out, did a blood test and urine test, and I didn't have any kidney stones. They did an X-ray, and
what about your kidney function? How's it doing?
And it's fine. I haven't had any problems with it.
All right.
I'm worried that you have something called glomerulonephritis, which is a inflammation of the basic units of the kidney, and it can be quite serious. Now, if he didn't, I don't know. I understand they're looking around for something structural. Maybe the bleeding was unrelated to the GHB, and kidney stones are the most common cause of kidney stones and infection would be the two most common causes of blood in the urine. But boy, if you're looking for some sort of reaction to a chemical, you're looking at the kidney units themselves. And that's something that really needs to be looked at very carefully.
So what should he do?
I'd go back again just to make sure things are okay.
John.
Because sometimes it takes a while for it to really reflect in the blood test.
How's everything else going in life?
Going pretty good. Going real good.
You got a woman?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. All right.
Playboy.
You sure you're not talking about one fat one? Or? Couple. All right, you working?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I do networks and computers.
Okay.
Right. What the GHB? You're not doing any of the drugs right now?
No, absolutely not. No.
Why don't you talk to the doctor about getting some sleeping pills?
Yeah.
I definitely do have those, but it's like if I am faced with a for sure lack of sleep, I take this stuff and it gives you like 4 hours of really deep sleep, and then you feel like you had 10 hours.
Hey, John, I promise there is medicine that's far safer that will do the same thing. The GHB is not safe for your brain. I wish I could introduce you to some of the guys that take that drug regularly. Well, it screws you up pretty good.
I think they've been calling the show tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. Or maybe
I've seen some bad things happen on that drug to people.
Yeah. And it, you don't have to take a lot of it. We really don't know all that it does to the brain. It's not a safe drug to be taking.
All right. Let's now talk to Mark.
But it's not the man's drug, Adam, so at least you can't take anything from the man because that's designed to hurt you.
Right. Pharmacies. Yeah. They're working for the man. Or are they the man? Who's the man? White guys who invent stuff?
Well, it's a conspiracy.
Right. Yeah. So don't take anything they do. You just get that roots and whatnot and poison yourself. Mara?
Hello.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my thing is, I'm involved right now. I guess I can't call it a relationship, but I am involved.
I like want to bet right away.
What's going on in the back
radio? Mirror voices.
No, I just kind of.
Oh, okay.
I'm involved at the moment with a married man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was my friend before,
for several years.
Right.
And he just got married last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I wasn't that interested in him when he was not married. He has, I guess I could say, he's been pursuing me for a good 4 years about a friendship, and I didn't want to pursue anything further because he was just my friend. Well,
but when he got married, suddenly he was...
I don't know. It seems that way.
Yeah,
and
all right.
We've been together, I guess, I don't want to say a relationship again because that's not what it is, but we've been seeing each other, I guess, for the last 7 months, and he's been married for only 8. And it seems like the minute that he got married and I realized that, you know, he's been my friend for so long, and, you know, and I started thinking, like, maybe I messed up, you know, he could, you know, I should have, you know, went for him when
no,
I could.
No, you weren't into him. You're just into him now because there's no chance of having a real relationship.
That's not the
and
thing. He doesn't treat me like that. I mean, I don't want to sound like a typical mistress because...
What's she saying?
I don't know.
He doesn't. I mean, he so, treats
hold
me
on,
just
treat you like what?
He did 5 years ago when there was nothing going on.
No, we're not saying
know, right?
anything
you,
about that.
You know
that.
What people do with this show? They preload their answer
yeah.
or response.
They
and
don't
no
listen,
matter
yeah.
what I say to them, I get response number 2B.
Right.
There's
I think she just watched that
saying.
Movie,
usually,
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Usually it's prefaced with, you don't understand.
Yeah, what I'm saying is here's a guy you knew was into, she knew was into her for years. She never wanted to get into it with him. They were just friends. Then he gets married. All of a sudden, she's attracted to him. Well, that's because she's scared of intimacy. And now that he's off the market, she can get into it with him because there's no chance of it going anywhere.
There's some other kind of weird aggression stuff here, too. So you've got to take somebody else's.
Well, I didn't say aggression. Mara?
No, I mean, he just...
No.
Forget about him. This has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
We're talking about you and why you would choose to get involved with a situation that's unreachable.
Why would you...
Unavailable.
Why choose to do it now after 4 years of knowing...
Nothing to do with him. This is your choice.
Why now?
Because it seems that now I just realize, like, his attitude hasn't changed towards me.
Forget, stop with him.
With
why
me?
Are you choosing to do
hey,
it?
Hey, hold on. Earth to Tard. Earth to Tard. Come in. Come in, Tard. Can you hear me?
And Drew, I know you're going to probably say it has some, like, thing to do with my childhood or I've been, you know, nothing. I'm a attractive person.
When did your dad rape you?
No.
Yeah,
no?
Mara, you are completely disconnected from what's going on here, and you're searching for reasons why you're doing this.
And just because he was gentle doesn't mean it's not rape, Stella.
I think some of the best relationships are based on friendships, and I missed that opportunity. I think that it was my fault.
Okay, but let's ask you, we're going to go over this one more time here, Mara. And again, we're not asking about him.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything about his attitude.
Remember
anything
this.
About him. Only you, right?
Okay.
Why is it you think that you would be friends with him for a number of years, that you would know he was attracted to you and wanted to have a relationship, and yet you would not participate in a relationship with him
until
he was married, and now
magically
you're attracted to him? Why do you think that is?
Because it was too easy before, I guess. I mean, he was...
No, here's the correct answer, I think, Mara.
Okay.
The correct answer is, I don't know. because you're searching for reasons, but you really don't quite get it, do you?
I don't, but...
Well, okay, that's good. That's fine.
I feel like, even if nothing else, we still have, like, a great friendship, and I don't want to...
Mara,
that,
you
I
don't know why you're doing what you're doing, and that's real. That's for sure.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
No
stop trying to make sense of this behavior, because it doesn't make sense.
All right, so...
It's not going to have a rational reason.
Here's the question. Have you had difficulty in intimate relationships, keeping them going?
In the past. Okay.
Yes, you have.
All
okay.
Right. So this is another version
but
of that.
It's not for the reasons that, you know, might come up, like, oh, she's, you know, had a traumatic childhood, or she's ugly, or none of those.
Mara?
I don't get it.
Mara, we're not, have we brought any of that stuff up?
No.
You're fat.
True.
Okay. Nope.
Please. No, first off, when do we say you have trouble with intimacy because you're ugly?
Yeah.
The uglier you are, the better you are at intimacy. You see those two ugly people at the mall, they're joined at the hip. They never let go. Like, I may never find anyone to love me. I know. Listen, baby. It's usually because there was some loss or some disappointment or something.
Or some unavailability.
Early on in, some in life.
Something where love is about longing.
Anything like that? Did your dad leave the family or was he killed or something?
Well, no, but my parents, divorced when I was very young.
No.
And I wasn't raised by my parents. I was raised by my grandparents. But yet, I did not lack any love or any support.
Yeah, but you lacked connection with your parents.
I speak with them. It's not.
Yes, but you lacked the kind of connection that children need to grow without a consequence.
At what age did you go on with your grandparents?
4.
Oh, boy.
And they raised you for how long?
Up until I was about 21. Mm-hmm. Out of the house.
Okay, that's a big thing.
That's a huge
thing. That's
deal.
A weird connection thing.
Yeah, that's a
okay?
huge. That
there
causes,
it is.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, that
all
causes.
Right.
Thank God you had the grandparents, and thank God that sort of kept you growing psychologically. But it will cause issues with your ability to attach. And here it is.
Yeah.
Attachments become longing. They don't become attachments.
Yeah, that was your loss. Both your parents abandoned you at age 4 and dropped you off at the old people who smelled weird.
That
house.
Is a big, big deal.
Okay. And by the way, you picture this dude. He's just friends. He's such great friends with her for over these years.
Right.
What do you think they were talking about? I talked to Mara for 4 minutes. I got an ass full. I'm done. Do you know what I'm saying? What do you think they're talking about? This guy wanted in her pants
right.
the entire time.
Standard.
And this is the same swarmy guy that would, a month into his marriage, go for it because now she's ready.
The guy's 4 weeks into it. He's a newlywed, and he's finally in the pants of the chick. He's been trying to get in the pants
right.
of. Oh, they're such great friends.
What happened?
Mara, this guy's an a-hole.
Yes.
Don't trust him.
Oh, yes.
Get a little therapy, baby. You got stuff to sort. Get a lot. A lot, a dump truck. No, a barge. You know those trash barges? One of those full of therapy.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll be back. It's Love Line. Wade and PK are both here from Unwritten Law. Elvis, the name of the CD. It is out on the 29th. A couple people have been on hold for a real long period of time, so let's see if we can get to them real fast. Danielle?
Hello?
You missed your period.
Yes.
Your pregnancy test came up negative.
Yes, it did. I took 2 just to make sure, and they both came up negative, but I'm always pretty accurate. I get my period, like every once a month on the same day.
Any medication?
I got sick, and I was taking amoxicillin.
There you go.
An infection.
Next time you'll be all right. Next period you'll probably be okay.
So that screwed it up.
That probably just screwed it up.
All right.
But she could still be pregnant. She had to take another test.
Well, she took 2 tests.
Okay.
That seems like enough. Let's talk to Miko.
Hi.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Your parents are abusive?
Emotionally, yes.
What do they do?
They're very, very controlling. They check her. Like, I have siblings.
8 siblings?
Mm-hmm.
You have 8 siblings?
No. I have a sister and a brother, and then I have another sister that doesn't live here anymore.
Okay. I thought she said that, too. And what do they do?
They go to our email, and it's like something we aren't allowed to argue against. It's just a given rule.
Okay.
And we aren't allowed to wear what we want, and they don't mean like really extreme things. I mean like at all.
Right.
And makeup, haircuts.
Well, they have a nationality or a religion or something?
Oh, religion, yes.
Taliban?
We all have to be.
What are they?
My dad's Baptist and my stepmom's a Presbyterian reverend.
Yeah.
Oh.
God apparently hates me.
Want to join my band?
My dad is one of the church elders.
That's hell.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all the higher powers are plotting against me.
Well, listen, babe, I'm sorry. You're sorry you had these 2 nut jobs bring you into the world. But here's the deal. You should be highly motivated to just, all you can do, you got 2 nut jobs, you're not going to be able to talk them out of it. You just get your grades up, and you go far, far away to college.
You like your sister.
I can't.
You get into drugs. You become a lesbian.
I'm bisexual.
There you go. That's my point. There you go. That's right. You'll show them.
No, very smart. I honestly did not do it on purpose.
No, I know. That's what it feels like. I know. Listen, hey, beat me with the Bible. I'll go down on a chick. Have fun, Dad. Hey, does he know?
Well, it gets worse.
It gets worse?
I'm manic depressive.
All right.
And
will they let you get treated?
I did self-mutilation for about 2.5 years.
Okay, boy. Baby.
And will they let you be treated?
They knew about it for 1.5 years. Oh. The only thing they did was make me wear a long sleeve shirt.
All right, did you tell your dad you're bisexual? Does he know about this yet?
No, I'm not going to tell them until I'm 18.
Soon, yeah.
I'm out, but I need to run away from home because they're making me very depressed.
Running away is not never makes things better. Just, it doesn't.
No, but talk to school counselor.
Do get treatment.
She can't.
Sure,
they won't
treatment.
Let her.
If they don't let you call Child Protective Services, you...
Just talk to your school counselor.
You're right to be able to have treatment.
Talk to a school counselor and start there. Right. We'll be back. All right. Well, where did the time go? I want to thank PK and Wade for coming in here from Unwritten Law. Ooh, 29th is when Elva comes out. And, they're going to be everywhere. So go find them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Had a good time, guys.
Always a good time with Unwritten Law. And until next time, this is Adam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Excuse me. Excuse you.